Welcome to Promoting at MSU Mankato. My name is Bill Torville, and I am the Assistant Director for Campus Programs in the Student Activities Office. If you would like additional materials or graphics pertaining to this subject, feel free to contact Student Activities at any time. Well, let's get started. Promotion, whether digital, print, or personal, is designed to give information for those who may want to go to the event. After years of research from corporate businesses, promotion has changed significantly in the past decade. This research found that if someone was referred to a restaurant, product, or an event, they would use that product, attend that event, or eat at that restaurant at a much higher rate than someone who saw a poster or even a TV commercial. Therefore, today, good promotion is designed to create buzz. What's buzz, you ask? Buzz is having people talking about an event to their friends or on social media. This is important to remember, because everything discussed in this podcast is intentionally designed to create buzz. Plus, you can only create buzz when you get someone's attention. Therefore, the best promotion is putting something where it doesn't belong. Do you notice a car crashed on the highway? Most of the time you do, because it's something out of the ordinary. Remember this throughout the presentation. The wackier and more out of the ordinary... Pause for edit. Remember, throughout this presentation, the wackier and more out of the ordinary you get, the more you are actually promoting. The most common and discussed form of promotion is print media. Whether it's posters or table tents, it is important to know your audience when promoting an event. Different generations are attracted to and engage in very different types of promotion. For example, baby boomers born between the 1950s and 1960s and Generation Xers, born between the 1960s and 1980s, are often drawn to print media with a lot of information and text. On the other hand, millennial generation, those born between 1980 and the 2000s, and also most students today, are attracted to simple, clean, and easy-to-read designs. Therefore, when designing and printing media, it is important to understand this concept and design the media appropriately. Also, knowing your audience dictates where and how you are going to distribute your media. You're probably not going to try to advertise to students by posting posters in administration offices, and you probably won't try to advertise to staff in the residence halls. However, the most effective form of print media occurs when you have a captive audience. A captive audience is when you have a large number of people's attention for an extended period of time. A prime example could be table tents. Staff and students alike often have downtime when eating, studying, or even during a group discussion. Table tents provide an outlet for their time and concentration. The likelihood that a person will read a table tent is much higher than a poster. You can reserve table tent spaces in the dining halls through Residential Life at 507-389-1011. Also effective for captive audiences are sandwich boards. Sandwich boards can be reserved in the Student Activities Office for use. These sandwich boards are very effective, especially when placed in high traffic areas. Some good areas include the corner of Stadium and Warren, across from the residence halls on main traffic routes, on the mall by the CSU, and also on the walkway between Trafton and the CSU. Other forms of captive audiences include classes, slideshows before events, meetings, and campus tours. Promoting to these groups may be the best use of your time and resources. Many student groups do promote on campus. However, if you are looking to promote off campus, please make sure you ask for permission to post from local retailers. In addition, there are numerous locations throughout the campus for showcase displays. The CSU has many locations that are reservable, including outside of Ostrander and near student activities. Academic buildings often have departmental locations as well, so check with your academic department for more information. After print media, most people turn to digital media for promotion. There are a variety of ways to promote electronically on campus. If you have a design, you can submit them to the CSU scheduling desk to be played on the monitor system in the CSU. Also, the CSU has scrolling message boards outside the union. However, the most common form of electronic media is a website. When the internet started, Web 1.0, other words known as static, centered on provided information. This has not changed much on college campuses. However, today, the internet is Web 2.0 interactive. All generations now expect some level of interactivity on all their websites. This can include video, audio, or flash animation as the hallmark of effective websites. If you have a campus website, contact ITS for support. It is important to remember that university standards must be followed at all times. However, using interactive media is essential for any effective website. MSU standards can be found at www.mnsu.edu/standards. While websites are effective, today's social media is quickly becoming the most popular form of communication with students and their families. Social media marketing should be part of any and all promotional campaigns in this digital age. Social media can take a lot of time and effort, but many people do not use social media for its design purpose. In that case, not all social media was created equal. It is important to use each social media format appropriately. For example, Facebook was designed as a tool for people to interact with each other. Effective marketing on Facebook doesn't tell people about an event, it creates conversation. Rather than promoting the time and location of an event, a better use of Facebook may be asking questions and starting discussion about your upcoming program. For example, if you have a speaker coming to campus on the legalization of marijuana, you might want to start a debate on a Facebook page. This discussion pushes your information onto other people's feed, thus creating buzz. Also, Facebook discussions often spiral into real conversation. In effect, Facebook is a conversation starter. Facebook also has events that you can create. Create an event and invite as many people as possible. More and more students run their calendar off of Facebook, so using Facebook for events is imperative. When you are looking to give out information, Twitter and blog sites are a great way to engage others over a longer period of time. Short blogs or tweets can spark retweets, getting your information out to a larger audience. Currently, there are many new social media outlets, including Flickr, Foursquare, and Bebo. Exploring these is important, but do make sure you are using the existing social media correctly and effectively before switching to a new format. Finally, for those of you who may not be as technologically advanced, I have one thing to tell you. You work at a college campus. There are students all around you looking to do this. Create an internship opportunity and reap the rewards. While print media and digital media is the most commonly used form of promotion, it is the least likely to work. That may beg the question, why are they used? Well, the answer is because the most effective form of promotion is extremely time sensitive. It takes a lot of bodies to do it. Do you have it yet? No? Well, it's the oldest method of promotion, talking to people. Talking to others engages them to think and process the conversation, in effect helping them remember the information. Encouraging others to promote the event at meetings, in living rooms, or in the mall is the most effective promotion you can do. Companies actually pay people to walk around during lunch hours and start conversation. Now, not everyone can just walk up to people and talk to them. Thankfully, there are more structured ways to talk to people. One avenue is tabling in the Centennial Student Union. This can be very effective, but only if you engage other people. All too many times, I walk by a person sitting behind a table doing homework. This is just a waste of time. You should be in front of the table, talking and engaging others. Even better, you can design a quick, simple, fun activity people can engage in. Whether it's hitting a pinata or having a basketball shooting competition, people enjoy these fun activities. So you may ask, why are these so useful? Well, it's because these activities engage people. When people are engaged, they remember and they think, and also short activities allow you to convey a message to them. Also, if you have a line, it will create a stir, bringing more people to your table. Another effective way to interact with others is through an innovative costume. Have volunteers walk around campus in a chicken suit as a vampire or even a box of chocolates, whatever it may be. These costumes help create attention and also help to hide the true identity of those walking around. While person-to-person conversation is effective, sometimes you need to reach out to the masses through the media. A press release provides all information the media may need for news coverage. They should be written in Associated Press style and offer non-biased information. Facts only. Begin with the most important message first, and end with more detailed information at the end. You can send your releases to KMSU, The Reporter, KEYC, and the Mankato Free Press. In addition to press releases, there are also a variety of event calendars you can post your information. CSU Scheduling does operate a campus-wide events calendar that is free, and you can add your event at any time. Also for the community, Greater Mankato Area Growth has a free events page at www.greatermankatoevents.com where you can post events for free. The Free Press uses this website as their primary event calendar as well. Finally, catoinfo.com has an event calendar as well. Some postings are free, however, a few postings do require a small fee. In the final section of promoting at MSU, I want to remind you that the most effective promotion is something that is out of place. Therefore, often the best promotion is the most wacky and outside the box. At MSU, you can use sidewalk chalk. Chalk is an extremely effective and easy to use. However, you must register with scheduling in the CSU, but it's worth the time and effort to do so. Also, you can have temporary signs, displays, or decorations in the green spaces around campus. Again, please contact CSU Scheduling for more information on location and duration. These are only a few examples how you can think outside the box to create effective promotion. Also, don't be afraid to try a promotional technique that others have used. There is a reason why they used it. It worked! Stealing a promotional idea is not something new to campuses or the PR industry. If it works, use it. I leave you with one challenge today. Create the new innovative form of promotion at MSU. Why? Because someone here at Student Activities will probably steal it. Alrighty, thank you for your time, and hopefully this podcast has been helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions or want to contact me or anybody else at Student Activities, please feel so to do it at any time. Thank you, and have a great day.